This is lesson four. Congratulations, you're on the final letters, the last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Isn't this exciting? Wow, you've done great. And we're also going to learn another new vowel. Okay, I'm going to go through these letters, and I'll go through them, and please repeat each letter after me. The first letter is Ein. Ein. Ein has no sound in itself. It only has the sound of whatever vowel is underneath it. So the Ein, if we're saying the alphabet and we're going all the way through and we come to Ein, we just open our mouth and that's it, just like with the Aleph. So please say Ein. Okay, Ein with a Patach is A. Ein with a Segol is E. Ein with a Tsere is E. Ein with a Chirik is E. Okay, the next letter is Pe. P, P, P. And please say P, P, P as in Pe. Pe with a Kamatz is pa. Pe with a segol is pe. Pe with a tsere is pe. Pe with a chirik is p. This next letter looks exactly like the pe, only it does not have the dot or the dagesh. And the name of it is Fe. F, F, Fe. Please repeat. F, F. Good. Fe with a kamatz is Fa. Fa. Fe with a segol is Fe. Fe. Fe with a tsere is fe. Fe. Fe with a chirik is fi. Fi. Now, when a fe comes as the very last consonant of a word, in other words, it's at the very end of the word, it has a different shape. And it is called a fe sofit. Please say fe sofit. Good. And it has the exact same sound as the fe. So that's f, f. Good. Okay, the next letter is the tsade. Please say tsade. And tsade, the TS sound ts is the sound of the letter, but the ts, sometimes people have a hard time pronouncing this letter. And it's like cats. Ts. Hear the TS in cats or pizza, the TZ or the ZZ, I should say. So it's just that same sound. So even though the sound may feel like it's foreign to those of us here in the United States, it really isn't, because, you know, we've all known how to say cats since we were very young. Okay, so now we're going to do the tzedeh with the patach, and that is tsa, tsa. Please repeat, tsa, tsa. Tzedeh with a segol is tse. Tse. Tsade with a tsere is tse. Tse. Tsade with a chirik is tsi. Tsi. There also is a final tsade. as we've seen before. This one is when the very last letter, last consonant of a word ends with its tzadeh, it becomes a tzadeh sofit. And again, it has a tz, tz sound like in cats. The next letter is kuf. K, k. Please repeat. Kuf. K, k. Good. The kuf with the kamatz is ka. Good. Kuf with a sagol is ke. Don't forget to repeat. Kuf with a tsere is ke. And kuf with a chirik is ki. And now we're coming to the resh. Resh. And you can also pronounce it resh. Resh. Resh is a little bit more of a proper way to say it, but it's lower in your throat. So do resh. Resh. Okay, and when we put the resh with a kamatz, it is ra. Ra. Resh with a sagol is re. Re. Resh with a tsere is re. Re. Resh with a hirik is ri. Ri. Now, even though doing the resh really low in your throat is a little bit difficult, but I encourage you to keep practicing. Keep practicing with it. And, you know, it's easy for us as Americans to fall back into our normal pronunciation. But you know what? We're learning Yahweh's word. And his word has a different accent. It sounds different than English. So I encourage you, keep practicing, keep trying. You'll get it. So one more time, we'll go over the resh. And this time I'll pronounce it a little bit more the way that maybe Americans would. And that is Resh with a kamatz is ra. Ra. Resh with a sagol is re. Re. Resh with a tsere is re. 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 Resh with a hirik is re. Re. Now this letter is sheen. And sheen looks kind of like a W with a dot on the right side. It's not pronounced shin, but it is sheen. Please say sheen with me. Good. And it's sh, sh. Now a sheen with a patach is sha, sha. Seen with a sagol is she, she. Seen with a tsere is she, she. Seen with a chirik is she, she. Now, this next letter looks just like the sheen, only the dot is not on the right, it's on the left. So again, it looks like a W with a dot on the left. And this is seen. Seen. The sound of seen is s. Remember, the sound of sheen is sh. And this one is s. So a seen with a patach is sa. A seen with a sagol is se. A seen with a tsere is se. And a seen with a chirik is si. And guess what? We're moving into the very last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And this is the tav. T, t. As in top. Please repeat. Tav. I encourage you, as you review these letters, to review them practice writing them out, and learn the names as well as the sounds of these. This is like beginning to learn to ride a bicycle. You know, we have to learn the first steps, and then pretty soon it just becomes second nature. And that's exactly the way it will be with the Hebrew alphabet. Okay, so the Tav with the Kamatz. Can you guess the sound? Ta. Ta. Tav with the Sagol is Te. Te. Tav with the Tsere is Te. Te. And Tav with the Chirik is T. T.